Please pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue afternoon service.
唱十二首。
Sing hymn number 12.
Now we're
gonna pray.
啊，我们求主耶稣继续以他的圣灵来引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us.
啊，继续让我们明白圣经里面讲的真理。
So we can understand the truth of the Bible.
啊，让我们能够有这个真理，能够持守的真理。
So that we can hold on to the truth.
哎，能够真正的认识我们这位拜的神。
And truly understand the God that we worship.
哎，然后我们也知道我们应该怎么样来拜他。
So we can understand how to worship him.
啊，求主耶稣带领我们今天下午的聚会。
We ask God to guide us afternoon service.
一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
真的带领啊，让我们在安息日一起来，借着圣经上的真理来一起来敬拜神。
Thanks to the guidance of God and through the truth from the Bible, we could worship Him.
啊，今天早上啊，我们提到诫命的总纲就是爱。
And this morning we mentioned that the theme of the all the commandments is love.
啊，这怎么讲呢？啊，
How would you describe this?
哎，那个爱是指神的爱。
Now this love refers to the love of God.
哎，因为这个真正的爱是从神来的。
Because true love is from God.
哎，就是指的基督。
And it refers to Christ.
指的基督的爱。
And it's describing the love of Christ.
哎，主耶稣讲，人若爱我，必守他的诫命。
And it said, and Christ said that if anyone loves me, then he will observe my commandments.
啊，那我们怎么能够爱神呢
？So how do we love God?
圣经又告诉我们，是神先爱我们。
And the Bible tells us that we love God because He first loved us.
哎，神怎么会先爱我们呢
？And how did God first love us?
啊，神是把他的独生子主耶稣赐下来，给我们钉死在十字架。
And God shows His love by sending His only Son to this world to die on the cross for us.
哎，神的救赎。
And that do his death.
哎，说一个人真正明白神怎么救我，才有办法遵守神的诫命。
And when a person is able to understand how Christ saved us, then we could truly follow his commandments.
哎，一个常常遵守神诫命的人，必定是常常在思想感谢主耶稣救我。
A person who is able to keep the commandments is someone who could constantly reflect upon how Christ saves them.
十诫在十诫是神在3500年前借着摩西在西乃山颁布的。
And the Ten Commandments was given to Moses 2,500 years ago on Mount Sinai.
然后他主耶神在讲十诫之前，先告诉他们。
And before God talks about the Ten Commandments, God first told the Israelites that
我就是那个神。带领你们出埃及做奴隶的地方的人。
And God first told the Israelites that I am the God who delivered you out of the Egypt, a land in which you were enslaved.
你们要常常纪念主的救恩。
And that you need to remember the salvation of Christ.
以这种的心情，以这种的了解来了解十诫，才有办法遵守十诫。
And when you're able to understand the deliverance of God, then you could observe the Ten Commandments.
以色列人的历史告诉我们，他们没有办法遵守神的诫命。
From the history of the Israelites, we could tell that they were not able to keep God's commandments.
因为他们没有常常纪念他们神怎么样从埃及把他们做奴隶的身份拯救出来。
And the reason why they're not able to keep God's commandment is because they were not able to fully understand how God saved them from the land of Egypt.
今天的信徒怎么有办法遵守神的诫命呢
？So today, how do us believers keep God's commandments?
只有常常纪念主耶稣钉十字架，救我灵魂免下地狱而到天堂去。
The only way to observe His commandments is to remember His death and how He saved us from hell.
哎，如果我们不了解这个真理，也不会去纪念，这样子就很难遵守神的诫命到底。
If we don't understand this truth and we don't remember it, then it's very difficult for us to keep His commandments.
哎，主耶稣讲，遵守诫命才可以得永生。
Christ said that only if we by observing the commandments we can have eternal life.
哎，只有常常纪念主耶稣救恩的人才能够遵守诫命。
And only those who constantly remember the love of God, then we could observe His commandments.
然后才能够得永生。
And then we will have eternal life.
感谢神，我们都继续安息日下午来聚会了。
Thank God that all of you can continue Sabbath afternoon service.
但是我们要集中在纪念主耶稣的救赎。
But we need to focus on the salvation of Christ.
这样子，我们守安息日，守这个诫命，才可以得永生。
And only do this way, but that our observance of Sabbath could.Could we receive eternal life?
不是做其他的事情。
It's not through doing other stuff.
你做圣工不会得永生的。
Doing holy work will not give you eternal life.
不会的。
It won't.
那是我们感谢神做出来的。
Holy work is just a reflection of our gratitude to God.
我们之所以会有永生的机会，因为主耶稣为我死在十字架。
The reason why we have this opportunity of salvation is because Christ died for us on the cross.
我们今天要从心里完全的相信，去信从。
And that we need to believe this.
哎，而且去遵行。
And to observe it.
这样子来敬拜神，才会得到永生。
And only if we worship God in this way can we receive salvation.
如果没有这种心态去做圣工，教会圣工，不会得永生的。
And if we don't have this right attitude, we will not receive this eternal life.
所以圣经告诉我们很清楚。
So the Bible tells us very clearly.
犹太人没有办法守神的诫命，很难守神的诫命。
That the Israelites were not able to observe God's commandments.
常常是去拜偶像。
And they constantly worship the idol.
神用其他的国家来教训他们。
And that God was use other countries to discipline the Israelites.
又使他们灭亡，成为奴隶。
And destroy them and then enslave them again.
然后他们才会回想神的救恩。
And while they were being slaves, they thought about God's salvation.
然后才会悔改，再回来。
And while they were slaves, they repented and returned.
人类没有心事啊，圣经里面讲，人在人当没有新的事情了、
啊。There's nothing new under the sun.
历史会重演的。
And that history will repeat itself.
过去的人患的毛病，今天我们信徒也一样，你跟我都一样。
The problems that occur in the past will reoccur again in the present.
我们读圣经啊，要把这个属灵原则看出来。
And that when we read the Bible, we need to understand this concept.
才会真正的信主啊。
And after we understand this concept, we'll truly believe in God.
不是你只有头脑信主而已。
We don't just use believe in God in our heads.
是用我们的心来信主。
And that we need to believe in God in our hearts.
那我们进到十诫里面。
And now we're talking about the Ten Commandments.
十诫里面的第一条跟第二条是最重要的。
In the Ten Commandments, the first and second commandment is the most important.
他要告诉我们，我们跟神之间的关系是什么。
Because these two commandments describe our relationship with God.
我跟神的关系是什么？
So what is our relationship with God?
我们整个教会跟基督的关系是什么？
So what is the relationship between church and God?
我们要很清楚的明白。
And we need to understand this relationship.
然后我们才读第一条诫命，第二条诫命，然后就恍然大悟，就会完全的明白。
Only after we understand this relationship, we could truly understand the first and second commandment.
为什么神说除了我以外没有别的神
？Why did God tell us that besides me, there's no other God?
为什么我们的神那么就讲不好听的，那么霸哈，那么只有他，不能有别的
We might wonder why did God emphasize that we can only worship Him only?
因为我们跟他的关系是唯一的。
Because our relationship with Him is one.
没有东西可以破坏这个关系。
And there's nothing that could destroy this relationship.
第二条诫命。
And the second commandment.
不能够拜偶像。
That we cannot worship idols.
偶像是什么意思啊
？What is an idol?
就是你心里中间你认为最重要的东西是什么？
Idol is what is most important in your heart.
不管是雕刻出来的，看得到，或是看不到的东西。
Whether this idol is a physical, substance that's being carved out or something we cannot see.
我们的心里面没有一个比神更高的啦。
And there's nothing in our heart should be more important than God.
心里面没有不可有其神以外的像，不管你看得见或看不见的像。
In our hearts, we cannot have any idols besides God.
我们来看出埃及记，第十诫哈，二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
二十章第三节。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十章第三节到我们先念到第五节啊，三节到五节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to verse 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
除了我以外。不可有别的神。第四节。
Verse 4.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。第五节。
Verse 5.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我主你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三四代。第六节。
Verse 6.
为我爱我守我诫命的，我必要向他发慈爱，直到千代啊，直到千代。第五节的最下，第六节哈，就是我们今天早上所提的，爱神的守神的诫命。
Verse 6, we talked about this morning that if we love God and we'll keep His commandments.
设诫命的总纲就是爱。
And that the goal of all the commandments is love.
神要发慈爱直到千代。
And that God will show love to the generations after generations.
那个中文说一千代， thousand generation 啊。
In Chinese, it mentioned a thousand generations.
哎，他说恨我的啊，恨我的，恨神的，我必追讨他的罪，从父到子，直到三四代。
And the Bible says that, like, that I, the Lord, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers among the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
哎，恨神的。
So those who hate God.
恨跟爱是对相反的。
You know that hate and love is opposite of each other.
哎，啊，爱神的是守神的诫命。
That if you love God, you'll keep His commandments.
那恨神的就是不守神的诫命，就是恨神的。
So if you hate God, that means you don't obey His commandments.
因为这是对信徒讲的。
And over here, it's talking to the members.
哎，安息日主要是对信徒讲的。
And that the Sabbath was, so it's mainly talking to the.
所以在安息日的道理主要是对信徒讲。
So all the sermons regarding the Sabbath is with talking to the members.
当然，我们有慕道班是针对慕道者讲的。
And of course, the evangelical classes are for the truth seekers.
这个是对你我讲的。
But this is referring to you and me.
我们要好好在听。
So we need to listen to this.
哎，恨我的，恨神的，就是不守神诫命的。
And those who hate God are those who does not obey His commandments.
哎，神要讨你的，讨这个人的罪到三四代，你的孙子，你的曾孙。
And it says that God will visit the iniquity to the third and fourth generation.
但是爱神守神诫命的呢？
But those who love God and keep His commandments.
要到一千代 1,000 generation.
And that God will bless us to 1,000 generations.
哎，一千跟三四代差很远了。
And a thousand generations is a lot more compared to third and fourth generation.
我们要了解这个福气和刑罚差很多。
And we need to understand that this blessing and punishment is a great difference.
哎，如果三代、三四代是三百倍啊，三百倍。
So if third and fourth generation, we're talking about like 300 folds.
哎，神的慈爱三百倍大过神的刑罚。
And that God's love is 300 fold greater than His punishment.
所以我们应当要爱神啊。
So we need to learn to love God.
你会一千代啊，你的千代都会得到恩典啊。
We need to love God because God will bless us to the hundreds.
但是神是公义的。
But at the same time, God is just.
你不守神的诫命。
And that if you don't observe His commandments.
就是表示不爱神。
And which means that you don't love God.
哎，你会也是会受刑罚的。
And then God will punish those.
哎。那这里提到第五节说，因为我主你的神是忌邪的神。
And verse 5 it says that I am a jealous God.
哎，英文的啥？英文就是 jealousy 啊 ，jealousy 是嫉妒的神。
And in English it says it just describes God as a jealous God.
哎，英文比较准啊。
And the English is more accurate than the Chinese.
哎，中文的话就是说，哦，神是忌的那个邪恶的神，哦，偶像是邪恶的忌。是用这样子来表示了。
In Chinese version, it just mentions that the idols are evil.
那但是英文就讲出来了，这个是嫉妒啊。那我们再看啊，我们来看，我们看这个嫉妒好像听起来这个话不太好听啊，不太好，好像不太好的字哈。
To use the word jealous to describe God seems as if jealous is not very pleasant word.
哎，我们来看雅各书第四章。
So we'll turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第五节。
James chapter 4 verse 5.
他这个基督在讲什么？
So what is this saying?
哎，这个基督是在讲好的还坏的呢？
So when they're saying jealous, is that bad or is that good?
哎，到底是对谁讲的？
So who is this jealousy referring to?
所以我们要注意看呢。
So we need to meditate
on this. 你不注意到了，你就觉得哎，这个神，我们这个神是不好的神呢。
And if you just read it uncarefully, you might think that this God is just a jealous guy.
雅各书四章第五节。
And James chapter 4 verse 5.
你们想经上所说的是突然的吗？神所住在我们里面的灵是恋爱，至于嫉妒啊。这个中英文呢弄不出来，英文只有讲 jealousy 哈，中文就把它写出来了。是那种男女恋爱的时候的那种的心情啊，不准有第三者进去的心情啊。
And Chinese is more accurate, but English just says that God yearns jealousy over the spirit which He made to dwell in us.
哎，那个就是男女之间啊，在恋爱的时候。
Here describes a relationship between a male and a female.
哎，如果我们有恋爱过的人，大概都晓得了。
So if you're in love, you can understand this.
你是不准有第三个人进来的。
That you don't want a third party to be involved.
第三个人看那个人一眼，看你喜欢的那个人一眼，你都觉得很不舒服啊。
And that if the third party just looks at your spouse, you'll feel very uncomfortable.
如果再跟他亲近一点，你这下子。晚上睡不着觉了，你的。
And the third party gets very intimate with your spouse, then you'll feel very uncomfortable.
这个在形容什么东西
？So what is this talking about?
这个就是夫妻的爱啊，这不容许第三者进来的。
So we could tell that this jealousy is referring to the love between your spouse.
这是讲夫妻的爱啦。
So this is referring to the love between spouse.
没有一对夫妻说再跑进来第三个了嘛。
And that there is no spouse who wants a third party to be involved.
这是我们大家知道的。
And we all know this.
所以神用这个来解释，来说明他是嫉妒的神呐、或者恋爱的神呐、
So we hear God's really using the relationship between husband and wife to describe his relationship of jealousy between us.
这是在讲说神跟人之间是不可分开的。
And we hear God trying to tell us that we cannot be separated from God.
不准有第三个东西在里面。
That we cannot have a third party be involved.
当然不是神，我跟神谈恋爱了，不是那个意思了。
Of course, it's not saying that we have this marital relationship with God.
那如果我们这样的回来再来看，
so if we
诫命的第一条。
So if we're using this mentality to look at to see commandment number one,
我们就很清楚了。
Then we could understand more clearly.
我们只有一位神。
That we can only have one God.
除我以外，除神以外，不能有别的神。
And that besides God, we can have no other gods.
第二条。
The second commandment.
第二条就说明第一条了。
And the second commandment describes the first commandment.
什么叫做除我以外不有没有别的神呢？
So what does it mean to have no other gods before me?
就是在我们的心里面不准有其他的偶像。
It means that in our hearts we cannot have no other idols.
只有一个偶像，只有一个像啊，不要讲偶像，只有个像就是神啊，就是耶稣基督。
And we can only worship the one true God.
所以第二条说不准有偶像。
So the second commandment tells us not to worship any other idols.
那我们就了解了。
So we can understand.
为什么神要我们守第一条跟第二条？
So we can understand why did God want us to observe the first and second of the ten commandments.
我们等一下会再继续说明了哈。
So we'll continue to explain this.
我们现在了解为什么神这样子写。
So now we understand why did God give us these two commandments.
神为什么他是说他是忌邪、嫉妒、恋爱的神呢？
So now we understand why did God say that He is a jealous God?
因为他把我们当作夫妻的关系啊。
And the reason why God is a jealous God is He treats us as His spouse.
是专一的啦。
And that it's only one.
不能分掉的。
And that's inseparable.
因为是这样子。
And because of this.
所以我们只能拜他一位神啊。
Because of this relationship, we can only have one only God.
不能有任何的偶像进来的。
And we cannot have any idols in our relationship with God.
这个偶像是有形的，有无形的啦。
And this idol could have a form or not.
没有形的偶像最可怕。
And that the idol that we cannot see is the most dangerous.
非常难啊。
It's very difficult.
那个心里面产生出来，你自己都不晓得。
And because this type of idol, you cannot even see it yourself.
我们再来谈一下这个夫妻的这个关系的这种爱。
And now we'll discuss the relationship between a spouse and the love.
圣经里面啊，开始啊，就有第一场婚姻。
In the beginning of the Bible, we'll have the first marriage.
这个婚姻是神设立的。
And this marriage is established by God.
神本来只有造亚当男人呢。
In the beginning, God only created Adam.
然后他从亚当的肋骨造出女人出来。
And from Adam's rib, he created Eve.
就把女人叫到男人的面前。
And he brought Eve in front of Adam.
圣经讲得很清楚，是神叫女人到男人的面前呢。
And the Bible clearly states that God brought Eve in front of Adam.
然后男人看到女人。
And when the men saw women.
这很奇妙，他说这个是我的肉中之肉，骨中之骨。
And he said that this is the flesh of my flesh and the bones of my bones.
这就是我啊。
And that this is me.
丈夫看到妻子啊，你看这个是我啊，不是别人啊。
And imagine a husband telling the wife that you are mine, not a stranger.
因为你是从我肋骨做出来的。
Because you came from my rib.
哎，这男女之间关系很奥秘哦。
And that the relationship between men and women is very mysterious.
哎，我们有时候教会要介绍婚姻呢，很难哦。
And sometimes when we introduce brothers and sisters, it's very difficult.
哎，但是如果有神力配合啊。
But if God put two together.
两个人一见面就分不开了。
And when the two met, they're inseparable.
哎，他知道那个就是我的一部分，你也是我的一部分。
And when they see each other, they understand that they're part of each other.
哎，这就是圣经的教训呐。
And this is the teaching from the Bible.
哎，创世纪的第一届婚姻。
And that the first marriage in Genesis.
的结论是什么？
What is the conclusion?
人长大要离开父母。
The conclusion is this, that when men grow up, they need to leave the parents.
然后与妻子联合。
And that they need to become one with their spouse.
两人成为一体。
And that the two shall become one.
两个成为一个。
And that the two shall become one.
神为什么要创造婚姻？
So why did God create a marriage?
当然是因为男人太孤单了，我们像男人太孤单了。
And the reason why God created marriage is because men were so lonely.
哎，有女人才是完美的。
And that having women will be complete.
其实啊，他最重要在讲一件事。
But more importantly, God's talking about one thing.
哎，到了新约的时候。
In the New Testament.
哎，创世纪差不多离现在六千年了，在四千年以后。
Genesis for now is probably 6,000 years ago, but 4,000 years later.
哎。2000年前主耶稣来钉死在十字架。
2000 years ago, Christ came into this world and died on a cross for us.
这跟婚姻有什么关系啊？
So how is his death related to marriage?
是绝对的关系啊。
It's a direct relationship.
以弗所书第五章。
And Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章在讲夫妻的关系。
Ephesians chapter 5 talks about the relationship between spouses.
我们大概都在婚礼的时候讲的啦。
Usually talk about this during marriage.
其实那个不是对主要对婚夫妻讲的。
Well, actually, this is not only for the spouse that's getting married in the day.
其实是用人类夫妻的关系在说明一件属灵的奥秘啊。
In reality, we're using the relationship between the spouse to describe the relationship between man and God.
哎，那个是天大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
因为圣经的最后要人类宇宙要结束以前呢、啊，有一场婚姻呢、啊。
Because when the world is about during the last days, there will be a marriage.
哎，圣经说羔羊要娶妻呢，娶夫娶太太了。
And that there will be a marriage of the Lamb.
哎，羔羊就是基督啊。
And the Lamb refers to Christ.
就是神呐、啊。
And it refers to God.
神要娶太太、啊。
And that God will marry his spouse.
神的太太是谁？
So who is God's spouse?
就是你跟我、啊。
And that's you and me.
就是教会、啊。
And it's referring to the church.
哎，我们看以弗所书。
Turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
哎，第五章。三十一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31。
五章三十一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31。
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。三十二节。
Verse 32。
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。嘿，这从二十二节开始讲夫妻的道理。
And from verse 22 it talks about the wives and husbands.
哎。但是讲到三十节、三十一节，
And when it comes to verse 31,
两个人为什么要结婚呢？
Why do the two need to be married?
为什么要在神里面配合呢？
And why do two need to be joined in the Lord?
因为两人要成为一体了。
Because the two should become one.
所以主耶稣讲，
So Christ tells us,
神配合的人不能分开啊。
So Christ tells us what God has put together, not let men separate.
如果有人把这两人成为一体分掉了。
So if anybody separate the two,
你就犯诫命了。
And then you broke the commandment.
你就犯了奸淫了。
And then you commit adultery.
奸淫就没有办法守永生了。
And if you commit adultery, then you cannot go to heaven.
所以我们教会没有离婚的。
So in church there is no divorce.
除非是犯奸淫的原因呐、
啊。There's no divorce unless you commit adultery.
为什么？为什么？
Why is that?
因为婚姻的道理是两人成为一体啊。
Because marriage is when two become one.
那婚姻的两人成为一体是要说明基督跟教会是两个成为一个的。
And because two shall be joined to become one, It's talking about the church and God should be one.
哎，这是极大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
表面看人间的夫妻的道理。
And on the surface, it seems it's just a teaching regarding husband and wife.
我们看到夫妻的道理，就想到这奥秘啊，属灵的奥秘，基督跟教会。
So when we think about the teaching regarding husbands and wives, we think about the relationship between church and God.
基督跟教会不能分开了。
And the church and God cannot be separated.
教会是谁啊？
Then what is church?
教会不是这个会堂啊。
Church, the church doesn't refer to this physical structure.
有一天我们这个会堂我们卖掉，再另外买一个会堂了。会堂是聚会的地方。
And maybe this chapel will be sold one day, and the chapel is just a place to worship.
教会是神用宝血买过来的这些人的集合拜神的地方。
And church is the members that are purchased by the blood of Christ.
所以我们不要头脑太死了。
So we shouldn't think of church as of the physical structure.
主耶稣讲啊，两个人以上奉我的名，我主耶稣就是跟你在一起了。
And the Bible tells us if two or three of you gather in my name, I will be in the midst of them.
你在家里面跟你家里人聚会就是教会了。
And if you have family service in your home, then this is a church.
这个就不能跟神分开了。
And this cannot be separated from God.
有不可以分开，因为是两个成为一个。
And this cannot be separated because the two should be one.
我们有时候有一些人啊，我们当然感谢神啊，我们都神的安排啊，所以我们礼拜六都有时间啊，也有心情啊，也愿意来聚会了，
Thanks to the providence of God, that a lot of you could come on Sabbath, and you guys have the time, you guys have the resources to come.
我们来到这里是拜神啊。
That we come here to worship the Lord.
因为我们跟神是在一起的。
Because we are together with God.
但是有一些人就没有办法了。
But then there are some of us who are not able to make it.
他很可能要上班。
Maybe they have to work.
他很可能一定要上班。
Maybe they have to work.
但是他怎么办？
So what do they do?
我们那个心还是要在神那里啊。
So what should they do? Their heart should be still be with God.
安息日是从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山。
And the Sabbath starts from Friday night to Saturday night.
我们的安息日在教会的聚会只有十点半到三点而已啊。
But our church service is only for 10 to 3.
你其他时间在干什么？
So what do you do with the rest of the time?
我们真的要找时间聚会。
So we need to find time to have service.
聚会就是在看神的话。
And try to have services to read God's words.
用神的话来跟神交通。
And that to communicate with God.
不管是读经也好。
Whether it's if it is to read the Bible.
或是分享也好。
Or if it's to have fellowship,
或是祷告也好
or to pray,
只要达到这个原则
that we can have this principle,
那我们就是跟神来一起的
and that if we have this principle, then we are one with God.
如果我们真的没有办法来会堂聚会
if we truly cannot come to the chapel,
或是生病啊
or if we're sick,
我们现在网络很方便啊
now the internet is very convenient.
在美国好几个教会已经都是现场的聚会了现场的用电那个网络的聚会了。
In the United States, there are many services held through the internet.
它有很多电话的聚会了。
And there are many phone services.
如果这段时间你实在没有办法
，If in this period of time you cannot come to church,
你可以找另外一段时间。
You can find a different time.
不要让我们跟神分开啊。
As long as we're not separated from God.
因为你跟神不常在一起，慢慢就分开掉了。
And because if you're not with God always, then you'll slowly depart away from Him.
我们跟神是一体的。
And that we are one with God.
要常常在一起啊。
That we need to be together.
夫妻之间的关系也是要常常一起啊。
And it's the same with spouse, and that they need to be together.
圣经甚至教训我们。
And the Bible teaches this.
夫妻不能够分房的。
And that the spouse they should share a room.
因为免得撒旦进去啊。
To prevent the work of Satan.
就是不能够长久的离开的。
And that spouse and the husband's wife cannot be separated.
我们要试我们最大的力量。
And that we need to do everything we could.
人间上也是这样子。
And similarly when it talks on marriage.
跟神也是一样。
And with God is similar.
所以他神才说，除了我以外，不准有别的神。
So it's because of this that God tells us besides me there should be no other God.
哎，那个不准有其偶像。
And that we cannot have any idols.
哎，我们再来看哈，这个第二，这个我们再回来看出埃及记第二十章。
Well, let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
哎，我们来看看这个不可拜偶像哈。
Exodus chapter 20.
哎，不可第四节。
Verse 4.
哎，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地和地底下或水中的百物。第五节，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我主你的神是祭血的神。哦，什么叫做拜偶像
？So what does it mean to worship idols？
哎，第那个这个地方有讲说，不可为自己拜雕刻偶像。
In verse 4, it tells you, you should not make yourself a graven image.
哦，那第二个说不可做任何的像。
And the second thing it says, or any likeness of anything that's in heaven or above.
这个意思就是不可用被神的造出来的东西来做偶像啦。
What we hear is telling us that we cannot use anything that God created as idols.
哎，所以说上天、地下、地底下、水中的百物，任何神造的东西，你都不能当作偶像。
And it's telling us we cannot use anything that's in heaven or on earth to worship God.
哎，不要去跪拜他。
And we should not worship them.
不要去侍奉他。
And to serve him. And to serve him.
哎，这个像啊，不是说放在那里好看的啦。
And this image is not there for us to look good.
哎，是觉得那个像啊，是值得我去。把它当作第一位啊，我去追求的了。
And this image, we should not pursue it.
哎，那个这里的像啊，就是我把它当作第一位，我会用我的权力去追求的东西了。
And this image here is anything that will make us pursue it, and using or that will drain up our time.
哎，那当然偶像啊，就是用人刻出来的偶像，当然我们都很知道了，都不需要讲了。
Of course, we understand the idols that are made, and when we will not talk about it.
哎，那是真正的无形的偶像是很可怕的。
And that the imaginary idols are actually more important.
嗯，我们到了新约。
In the New Testament.
什么叫做拜偶像
？What does it mean to worship the idol？
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5,
第五节
verse 5,
五章五节
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5,
因为你们确实知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国都是无份的。最后一句话，有贪心的就与拜偶像一样。新约的拜偶像是什么意思？
In the last verse, it says, one who is covetous, that is an idolater. So what does it mean to worship idol in the New Testament?
贪心的人啊。
It's someone who's covets.
你就是要更多。
And someone who covets is someone who wants more.
已经有了，够用了。
That even though you have enough,
有生活所需，没有问题了。
And that you have everything that you need to survive.
不是那样子，是为了更多。
That even though you have everything that you need, you want more.
如果今天我们工作
and if today we work.
如果说我们工作为我们的生活
that we work so that we can earn a living.
那我们还有话讲啊，你安息日你为了生活，你都连饭都没吃了。
Okay. So if you have to work on Sabbath because you have no food to eat, then
你家
that's a valid excuse.
哎，你家如果都没有米了，没有钱了。
And if in your house there's no more rice and there's no more money.
哎，我想神也有你这种理由，还可以说得过去了。
And if this is your reason for you to work on Sabbath, then you could still argue that it's okay for you to work.
如果我今天礼拜六做事。
And if today, if I work on Sabbath,
是为了我的第二个房子。
It's to buy a second house.
我已经有个房子了。
And I have a house already.
我要买第二个房子。
I want to buy a second house.
如果我是要买第二个店。
And if I want to buy a second store.
那就是不好了。
And this is not good.
那个是超过我们生活所要的。
And because this is not what we needed.
哎，就是贪心了。
And this is greed.
而且贪心是没有底洞的。No button.
And when you agree, there's no end to it.
哎， 贪心是万恶之根之根呐、啊。
And we know that greediness is the root of all evil.
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第四章。
Oh, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
第六章，对不起，提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
六章九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人就陷入迷惑，落在网罗、网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节。
Verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。第十一节。
Verse 11.
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔、第九节、第十节告诉我们，贪财是万恶之根呐、
啊。Oh, in these verses, we could tell that greediness is the root of all evil.
新约的贪心就是拜偶像。
And that in the New Testament, if you're greedy, then you're worshiping the idol.
如果严格来讲，是要除名的。
And that, so if we strictly speaking, that if you're idol worshiper, you'll be excommunicated.
我们大概除教会除名，大概只有犯奸淫啊。
That in our church, probably you'll only be excommunicated if you commit adultery.
没有人说贪心的，我们教会把你除名的。
And church, we probably will not excommunicate if you're greedy.
但是我们从圣经来看。
But if you look at it from the perspective of
the Bible, 贪心是拜偶像啊。
And that if we're greedy, then we'll worship the idols.
你今天拜偶像也会被除名啊。
And that today, if you worship idols, will you be excommunicated?
严格来讲，你贪心要被除名的。
Well, strictly speaking.That if you're greedy, then you should be excommunicated.
无形的偶像很可怕。
And that the idols without forms are the most dangerous.
那个就贪心的人就这个心贪心啊，成为他的主人了。
And that if you're greedy, then greediness becomes your god.
成为偶像了。
And it becomes your idol.
因为你就去追求了。
Because you will pursue it.
你就花全力在那边追求。
And that you'll use all your strength to attain to satisfy your.
那个贪心的就霸占你的心了。
And that greediness will overtake your heart.
你神不见了。
And God will disappear.
你就服侍那个贪心了、啊，这个钱了、啊。
And when you're greedy, you'll try to serve it. You'll try to satisfy your desire.
这样子的人就没有神了。
And when you're like this, then you have no God.
这样子的人就没有永生了。
And this type of person will not have salvation.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章怎么讲？
Matthew chapter 6.
我们一看就晓得，从这个角度来看，我们才知道。
Oh, from the perspective of Matthew chapter 6, we can understand.
主耶稣在这里教训我们什么？
What is God trying to teach? What is God's teaching in here?
马太福音六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，就是恶这个就爱那个。不是重这个就是轻那个，你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门，马门就是财力的意思啊。一个人不能做侍奉两个主人呐、啊。
In verse 24 it tells us one cannot serve two masters.
你不能双脚踏两个船呐、啊。
And because of this you cannot have two masters.
很多人呐、啊，有一些信徒啊，都想要坐两个船呐、啊。
And that a lot of us, we like to have two masters in our lives.
我也要信耶稣啊。
We want to believe in God.
但是我也要赚很多钱了、啊。
But I also want to be very rich at the same time.
结果到后来都没有办法了。
So at the end, you will not be able to worship both.
因为那个贪心是魔鬼在利用我们啊。
Because when we're greedy, it's when God is.
因为你的心已经被神那个钱抓走了。
Because our hearts are already set on our money.
即使这种人表面再来聚会服侍神都没有用了。
Even when a person is so greedy, even though they worship God, it's useless.
主耶稣的一个门徒犹大不是这样子吗
？And a disciple named Judah, he was like this.
他跟主耶稣三年半。
He followed Christ for 3.5 years.
每天听主耶稣讲道。
And he listened to Christ every day.
几乎每天都看主耶稣行神迹奇事。
And he sees Christ performing miracles every day.
主耶稣把那个钱。人家奉献的钱交给他管理。
And Christ gave him the offerings that people offer to him.
主耶稣信任他。
And that And because, and we could tell from this that God trusted him.
哎，这不是要给他机会悔改啊。
And Christ wanted to give him an opportunity to repent.
但是他贪心啊。
But he was greedy.
圣经说他常常把人家奉献的钱拿一些啊，拿一点啊，就又自己用掉了。
And then the Bible it mentions that Judah will often take the money from the offering and use it for himself.
哎，三年多啊。
And after 3.5 years.
越贪越想越大。
And he became more and more greedy.
哎，越来越大。
And then he became more and more greedy.
哎，最后就把主耶稣用30两银子卖走了。
And because of this, at the end, he sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver.
贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
And that greediness is same as worshiping idols.
我们的心里面不可以建立任何其他的东西。
In our hearts, we cannot have any other idols.
我们可以努力工作。
We could work diligently.
但是那个不是我们的项，不是我们的目标。
But we could work diligently, but our job should not become our idol.
神如果祝福我，我会给我很多的钱。
And if God blesses me, then I will have a lot of money.
我会做很高的职位。
And I will have a great position in the company.
很多的钱，很高的职位，不会霸占我的心了。
And that a high position in a great job will not take over our hearts.
因为我会专心的敬拜神。
Because we'll continue to focus on worshiping God.
不管钱或是位置啊，我都不会影响我来敬拜神。
And we should not let our positions affect our worship of God.
心中没有偶像的人就是这样子。
And this is someone who don't have idols in
their heart. 有任何事情影响我敬拜神。
If anything that affects our relationship with God,
我就把它丢掉了。
Then we'll get rid of it.
如果赚钱让我不能敬拜神，我不赚钱了。我不赚那个钱了。
And if making money will affect our relationship with God, then we'll just give up our wealth.
如果这个工作能够影响我敬拜神，我不要那个工作了。
And if this job affects my faith, then I'll get rid of this job.
因为那个工作或钱不是我的偶像。
And because this job or money is not our idol.
我一个唯一的像就是神啊。
And the only one that we worship is God.
为什么
？Why is that?
我们早上讲的是基督的爱啊。
And the reason why I worship God only is because God's love.
因为主耶稣把我从罪的奴隶解救出来，成为神的子女。
And that God saved us from the bondage of slavery and become His sons.
我今生今世不会有别的东西了。
And because of this, we will not have no other idols.
别的东西不会再影响我。
And that nothing else will affect us.
我们来看，再看第二个偶像。
Let's look at the second idol.
那个出埃及二十章第四节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 4.
第四节怎么讲？
What does the verse 4 say?
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
And it's verse 4, it says you should not make images for yourself.
什么叫做为自己雕刻偶像？
Well, what does it mean when it says you should not make carve images for yourself?
我自己以外的东西我不能当偶像。
And that the things that we have, we should not make it into an idol.
但是现在我把自己当偶像。
Well, right now we're making idols of ourselves.
我们每一个人都是把自己当偶像。
A lot of us, we make idols out of ourselves.
这全世界里面最重要是谁？是我啊。
And what's the most important thing in this world is ourselves.
如果没有信主以前，一定会这样讲，每个人都这样讲。
And that before we believe in Christ, we often say this.
我不为谁活啊？不为自己活，为谁活啊？不是我最重要吗？
We often say to ourselves before we believe that we are the most important one. That if we don't live for ourselves, then who do we live for?
我们从小孩子开始就这样子了。
And that when we are young, we were like this.
从小长到大，去上学读书。
And that it's from every cycle of our growth, we're self-centered.
那这些都是什么？在建立我的影像啊。
And that often we could tell from the cycle of our growth that we're like we have this self-image while being self-centered.
好，讲好听一点，建立自己的信心呢、啊。
And a better way to put this is building up a self-confidence.
你没有信心，你老板会请你来上班吗？他花钱请你，你自己对自己都没信心，这种人我还请你啊？
If you have no self-confidence, will your boss hire you?
这是世界上所有的人都是这样子。
And this is a teaching from the world.
为自己建立自己的信心。
And that we need to build confidence in ourselves.
为什么这样子也不行呢？
And now what's wrong with this? What's wrong with building confidence in ourselves?
我们来看一个例子啊。
Let's look at an example.
雅各书第四章。
Let's look at James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
雅各书第四章十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
哎，我们先 读一下。那你觉得这种人 是犯罪吗？
So let's read this example and see if this is sin.
哎，到底他犯了什么罪？
So and let's see what did this person commit sin?
雅各书四章十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
他说：“嗨呀，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，再做买卖得利。”哎，每个人都这样讲啊。
Many of us will say to ourselves, today or tomorrow we'll go into such and such town and spend a year there and trade and get gain.
我明天要上班啊。
And tomorrow I will need to go to work.
明天要做生意啊。
And tomorrow I want to do this business.
这有什么问题啊？
What's wrong with this?
神说什么？
And what did God say about this?
神说啊，十四节。
And God says, God replies in verse 14.
其实明天如何你们还不知道呢。
And God says that whatever you do, not know about tomorrow.
你的生命是什么呢？
And what is your life?
像一片的云雾出现，少时就不见了。
That our life, or like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
哎，神在告诉我们什么？
So what is God trying to tell us?
我们的生命不是我们的啦。
And that our life is not, does not belong to ourselves.
既然我们的生命不是我的，你决定要做的事情也不是你的啦。
And because our life does not belong to us, then whatever we do, we cannot make our own decisions.
我想做的那个事情不在我的手里啦。
And that whatever we want to do is not within our control.
我们只有一个幻觉，觉得说我可以做很多的事情。
We may have this belief that we could do a lot of things.
因为我身体健康。
Because I'm very healthy.
我能力比别人都强。
And that I have all these talents.
我在公司可以提很多的计划。
And that I can make many plans in my company.
哎，我很会做生意。
And I'm very good at making business.
一间餐馆接了一间餐馆。
And I can add one restaurant and have another one.
哎，神告诉我们。
So what does God tell us?
你呀，我们的生命啊，像云一样，太阳一出来不见了。
Well, we hear God tells us that our life is like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
因为如果没有神保守啊，你什么都没有啊。
And the reason why God referred to us as mist because without His protection, will disappear.
我们看十五节。
Well, let's look at verse 15.
四章十五节。
James chapter 4 verse 15.
你们只当说主若愿意，我可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。第十六节，现今你们竟然以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶啊！这个人讲说，我今天要做，明天要做什么？明天要去做什么买卖？我们来听也没有什么问题啊。
We hear this person says that tomorrow I will go in this place and spend a year there and do business there.
但是如果这个人真正明白他生命在神的手上。
And then when he says there's nothing wrong with it, but if he understands that his life is in God's hands.
我们的机会在神的手上。
And that all our opportunities are within God's hands.
他在讲说我可以做这件事，做计划做那件事之前呢，他会说主如果愿意的话。
And that if he understands that everything is within God's control, then he'll say that if it's according to God's will, then we should do this and that.
所以我们就知道这个人犯了什么问题。
So we're here. We could tell what mistake did this person.
因为他不尊神为大。
Because he does not understand that God controls all.
他不知道信徒只有一位神呐、啊，就是独一的真神。
And he doesn't understand that believers only have one God, and that is in heaven.
我们所有都是那个神给我的。
That everything we have comes from him.
哎，如果没有这样讲。
And if we don't understand this.
如果没有尊神为大。
And if we don't understand that God is the greatest,
哎，那你就是张狂夸口，是恶作恶的。
Then we are boastful and this is evil.
就是在这里在为自己建立偶像。
And this is making carve images for ourselves.
哎，我想这个很难呐、
哦。And I think that this is very difficult.
哎，我自己也很难控制我自己讲这种的话。
And it's very difficult for me to control myself. 哎，
但是圣经告诉我们。
What the Bible tells us,
就提醒我们
that reminds us,
我们随时随地要尊神伟大
and that we need to understand that God is the greatest.
我们可能不会把别的东西当作偶像
and that we might not use other things as idols.
但是会把自己当作一个偶像。
But we'll make an idol out of ourselves.
我们会夸口。
We'll boast.
哎，我会讲我要做什么，我要做什么。
And we want to do this and that.
哎，忘记了尊神伟大。
And we forget about that God is in control of all things.
忘记了说，如果主愿意的话。
And we've got to add that if God wills.
哎，我们就犯罪了。
And then we will sin.
我们就犯了拜偶像的罪。
And then we'll commit the sin of worshiping idols.
因为把自己当作偶像。
Because we're pretty much worshiping idols of ourselves.
哎，这个是很难很难的问题。
And this is a very difficult problem.
哎，求神带领我们呢。
And may God guide us.
让我们能够看见呢。
So we can see this.
哎，保罗就很清楚。
And Paul was very clear.
保罗讲啊。
And Paul says.
我是攻克己身啊，叫身服我。好，我们看看哈，《哥林多前书》第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
哎，这是服事的人呐、啊，应当有的心态。
And then we need to have this attitude as servants of God.
哎，《哥林多前书》第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
27节。
Verse 27.
啊，27节，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Verse 27, by promoting my body, I subdue at least after preaching to others, I myself be disqualified.
为什么他要攻克己身?
So why does he need to subdue his own body?
他要不把自己当作偶像。
Because he doesn't want to make an idol of himself.
如果他传福音又把自己当作偶像。
And if he preached the gospel and make an idol of himself.
那我传福音给人家，人家得救，我反而被神弃绝了。
Because if he were to make an idol of himself and he preaches, then the person that he preached will be saved. But he himself will not.
我们再进一步讲，什么叫做把自己当作偶像
？So what does it mean when you make an idol of yourself?
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第一节到第五节。
On verse 1 to 5.
哥林多前书第二章第一节到第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 6.
弟兄们，我从前到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘。第二节，
verse 2,
因为神，我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架。第三节，
verse 3,
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。第四节，
verse 4,
我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。第五节，
verse 5,
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。啊，这就是保罗啊，很具体的，不建立他自己把自己当作偶像。
And over here, we could tell over here that Paul does not make idols of himself in these verses.
他讲到啊，他不用自己的高言大志。
That when he preached, he does not use any lofty words or his own wisdom.
什么叫做高言大志啊
？So what are lofty words and wisdom?
不在圣经里面的话了。
Our lofty words are teaching that's not from the Bible.
有的人讲到啊，他会用其他的东西一直在讲，但是把圣经的话就缩小了，变小了。
And a lot of people, and some people, when they preach, they will use a lot of lofty words which are not from the Bible, and disregard the message from the Bible.
哎，就是不用圣经里面的话。
And that they will use their own wisdom, and they will not use the teaching from the Bible.
保罗可以讲道，可以讲很多东西啊。
And Paul, when he preached, he could have said a lot of other things.
因为他很有学问。
Because he has a lot of knowledge.
哎，他很有属灵的经验。
That he has a lot of spiritual experience.
但是他为了要不要建立自己的信心啊、
oh,
不要为了 建立把自己当作偶像、啊
oh, because he does not want to idolize himself, he uses God's words.
他只讲耶稣基督和那钉十字架。
And he only preached about God's salvation.
好、哦，只讲这两个的问题。
He only preached these things.
神的本身。
And he only preached about God himself.
还有他的救恩十字架。
And his salvation on the cross.
他用什么心态呢？
So what kind of attitude did he use?
第三节说，
and verse 3 says,
他觉得他很软弱。
And that he preached in weakness.
他觉得他很害怕。
He preached in fear.
他很战惊。
And in trembling.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他如果不用这种态度去传福音的话，很容易就讲出他自己的东西出来。
And the reason why he preached in weakness and fear and trembling is because it's to prevent himself from becoming proud and making an idol.
无形当中把自己当作一个偶像出来了。
That he doesn't want to unintentionally idolize himself.
哎，第五节。
And verse 5.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
And that he wants the faith of the members to rest in God's and the power of God, not on the wisdom of men.
我们如果知道保罗传了多少，建了多少教会。
Now, if we understand how many churches that Paul built.
如果我们今天有一间教会是我们开始的。
Imagine if today if there was a church that started by us.
哇，那你很热心。
And you have a lot, and you have this zeal.
哇，大家都很钦佩你。
And a lot of people respect you.
哎，在没有教会以前，都在你家聚会。
And that before there was church, we had service in your home.
弟兄姊妹都在你家吃饭。
And that all these members ate at your home.
甚至有来住在你家。
And some even lived in your home.
哎，大家都很感谢你。
And a lot of people are very thankful.
很多的人都纪念你的功劳。
And a lot of people remember your labor.
很多人都被你感动，所以来信耶稣。
And a lot of people are touched by your hard work and believe in God.
哎，很多人都很感谢你。
And a lot of people will thank you.
保罗说啊，我要很小心啊。
And Paul says to himself that I need to be careful.
我不愿意有任何人来相信耶稣啊，是因为我。
And he says that I don't want anybody to believe in Christ because of me.
不是我的智慧。
And because of my wisdom.
是我的信心。
And because of my faith.
是我的做好事情。
And because of the good deeds that I've done.
那我就把自己当作偶像了。
And because if he doesn't want God to believe other people through his hard work, it's because he doesn't want to idolize himself.
因为人家如果信，是因为我来信的。
And if other members believe because of me,
那我就把自己当偶像了。
Then Paul has made idols of himself.
我要那个人来信了以后是信耶稣啊。
And that he wants the members that believe to believe in God.
哎，他找到耶稣了。
And that he wants the members to truly
不会把我当作偶像。
And not worship him.
哎，那是很难的事。
This is very difficult.
哎，因为这是人的软弱。
And this is the weakness of man.
我们做好一件事情都要人家夸奖一下，哎，我们自己才会觉得说我做对做错嘛。
And this is the weakness of man that when we do something we want feedback so that we will know if we did this the other people like it.
哎，我们看主，看哥林多前书。
This is First Corinthians.
第一节，哎，第一章。
First Corinthians chapter one.
第一章啊，我们看第三十节到三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter one, verse 30 and 31.
从二十九节好了，二十九节。
Start from verse 29.
使一切有血气的在神的面前一个也不能自夸。第三十节。
Verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里的是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。第三十一节。
Verse 31.
如经上所记的，夸口的当指着主夸口。我们应该把整个目光集中在哪里？
Now, where should we put our focus?
我们应该荣耀什么？荣耀谁？
And who should we glorify?
我们应该高举谁？
And who should we
把所有的功劳集中在谁在身上？
And who should we give all our credits to?
哎，就是主耶稣。
We need to give all our credits to Christ.
你夸口的指着主耶稣夸口，不会有问题的。
And if you boast in the Lord, then you will not have any problem.
如果你夸口的东西在主耶稣外面，包括我自己，都有问题的。
But if you boast of yourself and other things besides the Lord, then there will be a problem.
哎，那个就是把自己建立偶像。
And this is to make an idol of yourself.
哎，所以我们不能够把任何东西、神以外的东西、被造的东西当作偶像。
So we cannot use anything that God created and worship it as idol.
尤其是那无形的金钱、名利的东西。
And especially the money and social status.
哎，那另外也不要把自己当作偶像。
And next, we should not make an idol of ourselves.
哎，这个是很难的事情。
And this is very difficult.
因为在教会里面呢，一般呢没有什么金钱的利益的。
Because in church, there's not much opportunities for you to make money.
哎，但是每一个人都为他自己，的事情啊，很坚持啊。
But even though there's not many opportunities for us to make any money, but there are a lot of we like to hold on to our own beliefs.
哎，要人家来称赞我。
And that we want others to glorify us.
要人家来认可我。
That we want others to agree with us.
哎，如果有一天人家不认可我了。
If one day if one day other people argue with us.
你可能就不会再来了。
Then you probably start. Then you probably stop coming.
有一些人呢、啊，跟人家吵架了，他就不再来了。
And some members when they have a fight in church, they stop coming.
有一些人，人家跟他讲几句话，他就听不下去，他不来了。
And there are some members when others give them some suggestions, they don't want to come anymore.
因为他把自己当得很重要。
Because the reason why they stop coming is they think that they are very important.
很可能有的人啊，我做教会的工作不能被批评的。
And some people might think to themselves, whenever I do holy work, I cannot be criticized by
others. 我没有，我花钱，我花钱花力，你怎么还要再批评我？
And they might think to themselves that I spend my money and my time, and how could you criticize me?
所以他就很不高兴。
So they are very uncomfortable.
不要把自己当做偶像。
So, and this is when you idolize yourself.
保罗很谨慎。
And Paul was very careful.
他越做神的工，越知道这个问题。
And the more he does her holy work, the more he understands this problem.
他不会去摸金钱这个有形的东西，偶像。
He will not pursue after money and wealth.
但是他也很注意，非常的注意他自己不要当做偶像。
He is also aware that he should not make idols of himself.
所以我们从这个十诫的第一条跟第二条，我们看到很多的属灵的真理。
So from the first and second commandment, we can learn a lot of biblical truth.
因为神要我们跟他的关系是唯一的。
And because God wants us a relationship between us and Him as one.
好像夫妻是两人成为一体的。
Just as husband and wife are one.
所以圣经说他是个嫉妒恋爱忌邪的神。
And because of this, God says that He is a jealous God.
他是不愿意我们跟神之间有另外的神。
And that He doesn't want any other idols be between us and Him.
他也不希望我们建立有形的偶像或把自己当作偶像。
He doesn't want us to make any carved images for ourselves or make an idol out of ourselves.
或者无形的偶像。
Or whether this idol is visible or invisible.
我们是像一个童女，一个纯洁的童女献给基督。
And we want to be like this of this virgin and offer ourselves up.
我们信耶稣是什么意思？
So what does it mean to believe in Christ?
我们看哥林多后书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 12.
哥林多前书十一章第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 12.
第二节跟第三节。第二节跟第三节。十一章第二节第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 and 3.
第二节，我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们。曾把你们许配给一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。哥林多后书了哈，哥林多后书十一章，我念错吗？哥林多后书十一章啊，第二节。
Okay, yeah, Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
第十二章十一章的第二节哈，跟第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 and 3.
我再念一次。第二节，我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配给一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督的。第三节，我只怕你们的心破偏邪，失去那像基督所存诚一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。请你念一下。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, I feel a divine jealousy for you, for I betrothed you to Christ to present you as a pure bride to her one husband. Verse 3. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray by a sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
好，这是在讲我们跟神的关系。
And this is talk about relationship with God.
保罗说啊，也是 jealousy 哈，这个地方讲愤恨，跟这个字一样的哈。
And we're here, we're talking about jealousy again.
嫉妒一样的哈。
And this is the same as before.
为什么保罗用这个字眼呢？
So why did God use this? Why did Paul use this word?
因为我们信耶稣啊，就好像童女就嫁给一个丈夫了。
Because believing in God is like being this pure bride to her one husband.
是童女啊 ，virgin 哈，这是没有跟人有这种关系的，现在单就嫁给一个丈夫了，就是基督了。
And like a virgin who has no relationship with any other men, and we should be like this virgin with no idols.
但是我们要很谨慎。
But we need to be very careful.
虽然我们是这种的身份
，Even though we have this status.
虽然我们跟神是这样子的关系
，Even though we have this relationship with God.
但是要记得
，But we need to remember.
夏娃怎么犯罪的
？And we need to remember how Eve sinned.
蛇怎么引诱她的
？And how they how did the serpent deceive Eve?
神说那个吃的是不可吃那个善恶树上的果子，分别善恶树的果子，你吃的日子必定死。
And God told Eve that you should not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because the day when you eat it, you should surely die.
蛇就来引诱他，来用诡诈来引诱他。
But the serpent deceived Eve.
真的会死吗？
And ask Eve, will you really die?
夏娃说不，神说是会死哦，我们不但不可以，那个会死，还会不能摸。
And when the serpent asked Eve, will you surely die? The Eve said that God told us that we'll surely die, and the day when we eat it, we'll touch it.
夏娃，那个蛇就马上讲。
And then the serpent answered Eve by,
我告诉你啊，你不会死的。
And the serpent tells Eve that you will not die.
为什么蛇要这样讲？
And why would the serpent say this?
因为蛇知道女人怕死啊。
Because the serpent knows that Eve is afraid to die.
所以蛇就说你不会死。
So the serpent tells Eve that you won't die.
你不但不会死，眼睛还会打开来。
And now will you not die? Your eyes will be open.
你跟神一样伟大了。
And that you'll be as great as God.
这哥林多后书啊，十一章的第三节怎么讲？
So what does
哥林多后书十一章第三节啊
？So what did the Second Corinthians chapter 13 says？
心偏掉了。
And that his heart was deceived。
夏娃的心偏掉了。
And that Eve's heart was deceived。
他不能够坚守神的诫命。
And that he was not able to keep God's command。
什么叫做心偏的
？So what does it mean to have your heart deceived？
没有错，是魔鬼引诱他。
Even though it's true that Satan,
但是因为他的心偏了，魔鬼的引诱才有用嘛。
And because and the only reason why Satan succeeded in deceiving her is because her heart was the first deceived.
为什么会偏掉了呢
？And why was her heart led astray?
偏掉是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to be led astray?
就是下面解释的，失去的那像基督所纯一清洁的心呐、啊。
And the reason why she was led astray is because she lost her sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
单纯的心啊 ，pure heart 啊，单纯的啊 ，pure 啊。
Okay. And the reason why she was led astray is because she lost her pure heart.
第一个是纯一，就是 pure.
And the first thing is pure heart.
就是不再单纯了。
Which means that you're no longer pure.
它复杂起来了。
That you become more complicated.
神跟他讲什么，他就加了一大堆东西进去了。
And whatever God tells her, she add a bunch of stuff to it.
神说吃的日子必定死。
And God tells her that the day that when you eat it, you'll surely die.
他就加了不可摸。
And she added that you should not touch.
你不需要加什么字啊。
You shouldn't add anything to what God says.
夏娃应该像主耶稣一样。
That Eve should be like Christ.
魔鬼在试探主耶稣的时候
，And when Satan tempt Christ，
主耶稣就回答圣经的话，一字不差的。
And Christ used exact words from the Bible.
人活着不是为了人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所说的话。
He said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord.
什么叫做单纯的心
？So what does it mean to have a pure heart？
神怎么讲，你就怎么回答。
And to have a pure heart means whatever God says.
人家来试探你，你就用神的话 copy 就过去了，就把它翻版就告诉他就好了。
And whenever you are tempted, you just use the word of God.
你不要自己解释。
And you don't have to explain by yourself.
当我们自己解释以后，我们就失掉了单纯的心了。
And if we try to explain with our own words, then we'll lose this pure heart.
第一条诫命，除了神以外，不可有别的神，就不要解释了。
So we don't need to explain the first commandment. There's no how that you should have no other gods before me.
不要雕刻偶像。
And that you should not make any carved images.
不要为自己雕刻偶像。
And you should not make carved images of yourself.
牢牢的记住。
That we need to remember this.
这个就是纯跟像耶稣基督纯单纯的心了。
And if we remember this, and then we will have this pure heart.
牢牢的记住。
That we could continuously remember.
圣经里面神的话最好把它背起来。
And that we could then, and it's best if we could memorize the words from the Bible.
不懂啊，每次就再翻一次。
And if you forget, then you just read it again.
不要更改这里面的字。
And don't change anything from the Bible.
因为神的话不会改变的。
Because the word of God will not change.
你一改变就变成夏娃了。
if you change, try to change the word of God, then you'll become like.
不管你增加还是减少也好。
Well, whether you add to it or take away from it.
就是不要用人的推论了、啊、推断了、啊、来看神的话。
So we shouldn't use man's logic to look at to understand the word of God.
很多人犯了这个毛病。
And a lot of men make this mistake.
很多人在几千年来造了很多的神。
And the men for all these ages make God for themselves.
没有一个神，没有一个他们所造的神可以带到他们到天国去。
And none of these gods that men make can bring them to heaven.
感谢神啊，我们下午就在谈这个忌邪的神。
And thank God, this afternoon when we talked about this jealous God.
这个忌邪是从男女夫妻合一的这个角度来看的。
And we're seeing jealousy from the perspective of marriage.
哎，是恋爱嫉妒的。
And that this is the jealousy from the love between spouses.
愿神让我们牢牢的记住。
And may God help us remember this teaching.
啊，我们感谢神今天所有的聚会。
And we thank God for this afternoon service.
啊，希望我们彼此用着圣经的话得到勉励。
That we could be edified through the word of God.
我们也求神啊，继续啊，用他的圣灵啊，保守用他的真理来保守我们以后要走的路。
And that through the Holy Spirit, God could guide our path.
啊，我们能够完完全全的遵守神的诫命。
So that we could completely observe the word of God.
就能够得到永生。
And that we could have eternal life.
我们知道我们自己不行的。
And we know that we can't do this alone.
我们肉体有软弱。
And that our flesh is weak.
我们祷告求神借着圣灵加添我们力量。
And we pray for God to give us strength through the Holy Spirit.
继续为一些身体欠安的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And we'll continue to pray for those who are sick.
有一些信仰上软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And we pray for those who are spiritually weak.
愿神啊能够怜悯他们。
And may God have mercy on them.
对不起啊。不小心摸到了好，我们现在要一起来祷告。
And now we're kneel down to pray.
好。